Good morning, folks. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Podcast. Our son, continuing a very quiet existence in 2018, now tied almost for a number of sun spotless days with 2017, means global cooling appearing. There's a rash of media, all of the headlines indicating global cooling. This is from CBC. We're going to take a look at that. But first, I just wanted to revisit some of the reports out of Europe. In the wake of the drought that they're experiencing over there, some new additions for the map of crop losses due to climate change, things going crazy. UK, lowest return for 35 years. The current season is heading for the perfect storm. Retailers increasingly driving prices down to the lowest, and it's hot and dry. What's going to happen? Irish farmer says he's lost 200,000 euros worth of fruit due to the recent hot weather. And as I mentioned in my last video, there are shortages of the winter feed and fodder for animals. And I caught this video from Swedish Homestead, which is a great channel that you should check out anyway. He talks about how his methods have changed over the years, integrating permaculture into the farm and seeing the results there. So it's a great channel in general. And in this case, he's specifically talking about some of the losses there. Let's take a listen.
The government has already come out with some special announcements how to deal with this drought that we've been having. It is now illegal to take water from smaller water sources from forest or countryside, which is understandable. Lots of grain fields that have failed, they are encouraging farmers to harvest them now and make silage out of them so that it's not completely wasted. One of the biggest butcher shops around here is booked out till February. I've already heard rumors about farmers having to kill the animals and burn them up in special places for that, just because there won't be enough feed.
All right, so that's a bad situation there, and very sad. And these are, just the latest additions to the crop loss map here, the Grand Solar Minimum Crop Loss Map at iceagefarmer.com/map. These are chiefly all around. We saw massive losses on the east coast of Canada, between maple syrup down over a third, Christmas trees having problems, half the blueberry crop was lost this year. So on the left side, on the west side of the Atlantic, as well as Europe having a tough time, Spain, France, lots of hail causing problems there, and the drought up around the Baltic. So speaking of the Atlantic and the AMOC, why don't we revisit this? There's been, over the last few days, a coordinated, and I'm going to straight up just call it from the get-go here, instead of trying to make the case, it's a propaganda push that's going on right now. This I saw first from the Bangor Daily News up in Maine, and you can tell it's trustworthy because we have the polar bear searching for a place to sit. So obviously it's steeped in credibility. But this was something that was, so it is actually, I should point out, this is from Christopher Mooney from the Washington Post, is the actual origin here that was syndicated out. So Tampa Bay Times: scientists may have solved a huge riddle in the Earth's climate past. It does not bode well for the future. And here in the Tampa Bay Times is a picture of cloudy skies over Tampa. Although, if you look, this is actually a photo provided by the Washington Post. So it almost looks like the Washington Post assembled these media packages and blasted this out to a bunch of different places. Here in Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald. Why a softer headline, but still, this is the same article by Chris Mooney. Why melting Arctic ice temporarily reversed global warming? So reversed global warming. Here's the main article from Washington Post. In CBC, I showed this one already. Mackenzie River caused global cooling 13,000 years ago. It's something very active, and it's happening today. So global cooling happening today in the headlines, and I'm going to go back to the Washington Post. The origin of this, some of these are from other authors, as I just mentioned these last two. This is Allison Chandler over at CBC, but the WAPO one was the one that reached most outlets. An ancient flood, says the subheadline, seems to have stalled the circulation of the oceans, plunging the northern hemisphere into millennium of near-glacial conditions. And I won't bother you with the entire text of the article. The gist of it is that this week a scientific team made a new claim, which I will challenge, as to having found that the reason that the Earth plunged 5 degrees almost overnight in geological terms into the Younger Dryas was due to melting glaciers shutting down the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC. And we've talked about the AMOC before because it's important, you know, because it's a major function of the climate system. And I also want to stress here that, as I said first, this is not new, and that they are also indicating this could be happening again. Scroll. Climate scientists will be quick to point out that even if this continues to slow or shut down, ceasing to transport heat and leading to northern hemispheric cooling, the overall global warming trend will still be ongoing and will even overpower it. So here's a mixed message. Over here was a different message. The ice reversed global warming. In the CBC, it says global cooling is happening today. So they're talking out of all sides of their mouth. They've picked this one study. And I really think it's important to shine a light on the way that the media is abusing the public mind like this. From ARS Technica, just to illustrate that they're hitting a bunch of different audiences. Elusive trigger for cooling 13,000 years ago might have been found. From the Times of San Diego, Scripps team finds evidence of abrupt climate change, another key phrase that some Soros-funded groups have latched onto for over a decade now, abrupt climate change. And that's because, folks, they know what's going on. They know about the natural cycles of history that they're not telling about here in the media. They're instead making up excuses. But they very much expect that, just as has happened throughout history due to these natural cycles, agriculture is going to collapse, food scarcity is going to be an issue. We'll experience volcanic activity, earthquake activity, hail, weather extremes. Anyway, that's enough of... So here it is also, the Weather Channel and some other outlets also assembled videos. They produced videos to demonstrate this. And let's take a look at theirs. And I'll narrate for those of you on Stitcher and iTunes. Can the melting Arctic reverse global warming? I'm serious, by the way. Researchers believe so. They say that's what's happened 13,000 years ago during an event called the Younger Dryas. The world was warming. Ice was melting, this is fair use by the way, then it got cool. Researchers say melting ice slowed down the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC. The circulation carries warm water north, but with its slowing, the cooling began. The theory over what caused the Younger Dryas is contested by other researchers. We'll explore that in a second. But with the Atlantic circulation slowing again today, some believe similar changes could be on the horizon. All right, so again, the Younger Dryas is something that we've talked about before. You can read about it here on the Ice Age Farmer wiki, wiki.iceagefarmer.com, under the history section. I was going to present also this paper, which for two reasons, the drop-off of solar activity as a very well-based cause for that Younger Dryas cooling. I'll leave a link to all of these articles and to this paper below. But I also just wanted to point out the opening sentence of this paper, of this abstract at least. It is generally assumed that changes in ocean circulation forced the abrupt climate changes, including the Younger Dryas event. It's generally assumed that it was an ocean currents. So this is not news, right? This is the first thing I pointed out. You can tell this is a propaganda push because it's not news. This is just something that they wanted to push out the talking point across media outlets into the public consciousness. Global cooling is happening now. It is reversing global warming. You're seeing it happen. You're seeing the narrative being overwritten. Folks, it's all right there. We've talked about this so long now, and to see it being written in the media is just absurd. You can read about the Younger Dryas from NOAA. Earlier this year, the Younger Dryas was also invoked, except then it was being explained by a comet. So they're like I said, they're talking out of all sides of their mouths. They're definitely pushing the idea of cooling, but they are more than happy to just further divide the public. This is more of the comet coverage. I'm going to go a little faster here. And then even earlier this year, this is in January, more coverage of the Younger Dryas. So they've been pushing on this year. And And talking out of all sides of their mouth is what they're good at right now. They're talking about 2017 being the hottest year ever. They're also talking about global temperatures dropping. This is not some right wing. This is the Washington Post. So you're seeing, like, they're deliberately presenting alternative, objective realities so that people can go out and just say that anybody that disagrees with me is flat out wrong, and I don't even understand. It's not even worth talking to them because I've seen the facts and they support my worldview. But so too has this person seen the facts and they supported their worldview. And they're literally, they've created these conflicting realities. The public is so divided. It's really something that even further underscores the importance of getting out this information, this real truth about what's going on. But fundamentally, folks, at this point, I don't care if you choose to accept that that is, as we've talked about for some time here, the natural cycles, the ones that are well documented in history during the Maunder, the Dalton, the Wolf Minimum. This happens so frequently. The agricultural collapse and the food scarcity that we're entering into is all part of the plan. Or you can believe that, you know, we produced CO2 and that has caused global warming, and that's going to cause earthquakes because of all of these ridiculous excuses that the media is coming up with. You can believe either narrative at this point. I really don't care, because either way, it's critically important to start growing your own food. The most common response I get is this, you know, how I looked this up and I found it over on, what is it, like skepticalscience.com. So obviously it's true. How would a grand solar minimum affect temperatures? Well, it's barely going to make a dent. We're still going to be, you know, off the charts, cool, warm, 4 degrees hotter over the next 60 years anyway. So why bother? These, because these models are wrong. Like, if you look at the paper that they reference here, where they get this graph from, this paper on the effect of a new grand minimum on the future of Earth. And these models are all still based on anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions, which is ridiculous. These models are wrong. You know, I mentioned last time that climate scientists, some meteorologists rather, in Iceland, wanted to talk about the cooling they're experiencing, but wouldn't even do so on the record with their name. They asked to remain anonymous, but that's not happening across the board. There are cracks in this edifice of anthropogenic global warming, including Japanese scientists coming out and saying IPCC models are sloppy and lopsided. There are major factors that are not represented, and the CO2's impact is being grossly overstated. A new Swiss research institute starting up, the director calls anyone who thinks CO2 is the main driver absurd. And then back in Japan again, this professor, who's a leading scientist, tells that the audience that the focus needs to be on cooling, that we've really been looking the wrong way as far as warming. The amount of cloud cover will increase as cosmic rays increase from space due to the magnetic field of the sun diminishing. It's the exact thing we've been talking about on this channel. So you can see the cracks in the edifice. The studies are coming out every day. Check out notrickzone.com. He does a great job of keeping an eye on them, that are, get out of the way, Christian, that are openly talking about, look, CO2 is just a negligible effect on the climate system here. But again, whatever you want to believe, if you want to worship the gods, make sacrifices to the gods of climate change, be my guest. It's, you can, as I said, you can believe whatever you want. I'm not sure that it's worth our time to disagree on that anymore. The reality is that our sun has entered into a minimum. It's doing so rapidly. It's done so before. It's a natural cycle. But I don't know that it's worth talking about. There are plenty of other reasons to start growing your own food. These poisoned and infected commercial foods that are going out and killing people. it's really sad when people like go out to get a salad and they think they're eating healthy and they end up in the hospital. So I think there are innumerable reasons to start growing your own food right now and to start preparing for the times ahead, because they are interesting ones, folks. We've entered into interesting times, and let us go do that. Let's inform ourselves about what's going on and about what it looked like in history so that we can make the proper decisions right now to build a future of abundance, to surround ourselves with the right community and make that happen. Let's go build it, folks. Take care.